The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korban.
Daf Mem. Today's daf is being studied. Lilu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther, Hashem Terechanu Begin Eden, Amen. Ve'lerfu'a Shilu Amiki Ben Jamie. Letzchad Ben Yamin Mordechai Ben Esther. We begin today's daf on Mem Amud Lishon with four lines down. This is a quote from the Braita, Matan Arba Minayin. We said that anything that you bring on the Mizbeach HaPinimi, so you need to sprinkle it on the four corners of the Mizbeach HaPinimi and the four corners of Me'akiv. So the Gemara says, how do you know that? So the Gemara says, Tamud Lomar, because we have a pasuk that says, V'chin Ken Ya'aseh. Okay, Ken Ya'aseh, which teaches me what? That it has to be on all four sides. It's just like... the Gemara will explain. That's the Braita. So Gemara says, what do you need a special Darashav Ken Ya'aseh? We have already another way to learn it from. How? Maishena Matan Zayin. When it comes to sprinkling the Hazaot seven times, so it says, it's written Dichtivan V'chepelan. It's written twice. The Torah says Hazaat twice. And the reason why it says it twice is to teach me that it's Ma'akev. Matan Arba Namekitivan V'chepelan. Matan Arba is also written twice. When it says to sprinkle on the corners of the mizbeach, it's written twice. So the rule is that it's written twice is ma'akiv. So what do you need is the rasha v'chen yaseh. Just go into the rasha, the fact that it's written twice. That enough should be a proof. So Yomara says, Rashi says, Matan Arba, fourth line. Namek yitivan be'edja v'kifelan, de'va'asa k'asher asa, akulem el-takeh, mehechet yitivan me'utayu. Correct. It's written twice. So what do you need k'asher asa to come and include? Ken Yaseh, we know it already from the double. It's going according to the Bishimon. Why? The Tanya Lemala Omer. It's written by the Far Kohen Mashiach. It says Keren Keranot. It says that you sprinkle al Kanot Mizbeach. Kanot is two. That's Shtayim. So again, by Par Kohen Mashiach, it says Kanot. That only teaches me two. And then it says Lemata by Par He'alim Davash Sibur. These are the korbanot that are brought inside. Who omer keren kanot? That's also two. So therefore, arba devrei Rabbi Shimon, which means if I go with the Torah, I only know two corners because it only says kanot and kanot, two over here and two over there. So how do I know four? So if the pasuk just would have doubled it and said it twice, I only know that you have to do two sprinklings. How do I know you have to do four sprinklings? The fact that it says Ken Yaseh, it teaches me that whatever you're going to do by Par Kohen Mashiach, you have to do by Par Alin Davash Sibur. Ken Yaseh. So therefore, the two that you do over there, you have to do over there. So therefore, you learn from the Ken Yaseh to take these two and put them over there, take these two and put them over there. Therefore, you have four. Look at Rashi. Lo Nitzchakai Le Rabbi Shimon. Da'amar Lo Ketiv Be'el Ashtayim Ushtayim Achayron. Be'kesha Da'ay Kera Etkush Par Kohen Mashiach Par Alin Davar. Which means now, with these words, Ken Yaseh, Be'kesh. These are two, and these are two. Hekesh comes and tells me the two that are over here are over there and vice versa, and therefore comes out to four. So the fact that it's written twice will not teach me anything because I only know two from the Pesukim because it says Kanot. So therefore the Hekesh comes and tells me to connect the two to the other ones. Rabbi Yehuda, Devrei Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Sadik. You don't need the Dashare Omer, Be'oel Moed. I'll call that Amur Be'oel Moed. Rabbi Yehuda learns a simple Darashi. You know why I know you need four quarters? It says Be'oel Moed. You have to sprinkle it in Ohen Moed, in everything of Ohen Moed, in all the corners of Ohen Moed. Okay, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Okay.
So what did the Braita mean when I said Matam Arba Minay Talmud Lomar Ken Yaseh?
So that's what it means, according to Bishimon. According to Bishimon that says it's written two.
That's how you learn.
That's how you learn. The Braita is Bishimon. Rashi. Hare Omer Bishneim Al Kanot Mizbeach Ketoret Zamim Asher Lefnei Hashem Asher Be'ohen Moed Be'ohen Moed Yeterahu. So Rashi says that according to the view that the word oil moed is extra, that can take Hashem lefnei Hashem. So we have to say oil moed for lamidcha al kol hakenot shebehechad tzarich niten. You have to put on all the kenot of the hechad, everything that's in oil moed. Rabbi Yehuda. Now we're going to go back and forth. What everybody does, what everybody else is pesukim. Rabbi Yehuda, Ken Yaseh Ma'abid. Now, what does it do with the Ken Yaseh again? Ken Yaseh is a hekesh between Par Yalem Davash Sibur and Par Kohen Mashiach. So, what does the Ken Yaseh do? So, it's Mev'ele Lechtetanya. He uses it for the following Braita. Lefi Shalom Amadnu Lepar Yom Kippurim Nusmicha Shire Adam Minayin. How do I know that the Par of Yom Kippur, that you have to make semicha on it and also take the leftover blood and pour it in the yisur of the mizbeah? Tamud Omar Ken Yaseh. The fact that it says by Par Yalem Davar Ken Yaseh, and it says by so the Ken Yaseh comes to teach me that what? That you'll do this by the part of Yom Kippurim as well, that it needs semicha and shefichat shirayim, just like the Par Yalem Davar. So the Ken Yaseh comes to teach me hadush by Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, oh, Par Yom Kippurim lo lamadnu? What are you talking about? We know Par Yom Kippurim already, that you need semicha and you need shir adam. Ha amar lapar. It says in the Braita above that the word lapar that's written in the Par Yalem Davar Shasibur, ze Par Yom Kippurim, to teach me that whatever applies to Par Yalem Davar Shasibur applies to Par Yom Kippurim. And just like the Par Yalem Davar Shasibur needs semicha and needs shir adam, so to Par Yom Kippurim, what do you need is Ken Yaseh po? It's tarikh, you need. Tata da takamina hanimile avoda de ma'akeba kapara. I would have thought that you only can pair Kippur to Par Yalem Davar Shasibur on things that are ma'akev kapara, for example, the blood and things like that. Aval avodah de lo ma'akeva, but services that are not ma'akev, namely simicha is not ma'akev kapara, and shira adam pouring hamzah is not ma'akev kapara. Avodah de lo ma'akeva kapara, ema lo kamashwan. That's what the pasuk says. Come and say no. Ken yaseh, that even things on Yom Kippur that are not ma'akev, or that on a korban that are not ma'akev, generally speaking, you still have to do it in the part of Yom Kippurim. Rabbi Shimon, hi, Oren Moed, my Abiz. Now, what does Rabbi Shimon do with the words Oren Moed? Because he doesn't learn from Oren Moed that you need four corners. He learned from the Derashav Ken Yaseh. So, what does he do with Oren Moed? My Abiz Lehu, be Oren Moed, be Vayle, Sheim, Nefeta, Tikra Shelechal, Loyamazed. That if the wall, the ceiling of the Hechal came apart, so you don't sprinkle. You only sprinkle the blood in the Hechal when the Hechal is up. But if the ceiling caves in, it's not oil anymore. The Gemara says, "V'idach." Oh, the other rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda, he learned some oil moed that you need four sprinklings. So where does he learn that if the ceiling falls down? The Gemara says, "Ve'asher," because it says in the pasuk an extra asher. It says, "Umen adam yitir al kolotam esbe asher lifnei Hashem asher be'oil moed asher asher." So from the fact that it says asher oil moed teaches me that the ceiling has to be intact. And the extra asher comes to teach me that you have to sprinkle on all the four corners. And the other rabbi, what do you do with the extra asher? Rabbi Shimon, v'idach, asher lo darish. He's not doresh the asher. Okay, that's all in order. Now, we learned until this point that the braita that said the source of that all the four corners are me'akim some asher yaseh. So we said, v'chen yaseh. So we said that's only going according to the B, Shimon. But Rabbi Yehuda has a derash of Oed Moed. So the Gemara says, no, Abayyamal Rabbi Yehuda Nami Yisrich. That even according to Rabbi Yehuda, we need a derash of Echen Yaseh. Why? Sakat Vakamin Amidi Dahavi Asimicha Vishri Adam. Da Paga Vichtiva Nukfila Lo Me'akeba Matan Arban Name Lo Titakev Ka Mashmalan. Which is, I would have thought that, yeah, that if, according to the Yehuda, if it just told me that what? That you need four sprinklings, so I would have said from his drashav oil moed asher, I would have said that what? That maybe not ma'akev, maybe just like simicha is not ma'akev, and just like the shir adam is not ma'akev, maybe the four sprinklings is not going to be ma'akev. So that's why it has to come along and say that not only do you need the drasha, you need the drasha of Kvechen Yaseh as well. Which means, originally we had a question in the Braita. Braita was, it says, Ve'asa kasher asa. So the what do you need that for? It's written double. So the Gemara says, even according to the Yehuda, even though it's written double, the double writing would not tell me anything. It would only tell me that you do it, but it wouldn't tell me it's ma'akiv. So therefore, I need the extra drasha, Ve'chen Yaseh, to come and tell me that it is, you do it, and it is also indeed ma'akiv. So the Braita could be, even according to the B, Yehuda again. Abayyamar Rabbi Yehuda Nami Slicha. Even according to Yehuda, you need the extra derasha to teach me that what? That the four matanot of the kaparata par are indeed ma'akim. Because I would have thought that what? That you need four. I'm not saying you don't need four. But maybe Sankata Dakamina Asimicham Shnei Adam. That what? That even though it's written, and it's written twice, but what? It's not ma'akim. Therefore, I would say matan arba nami lo tetakev. So Kamashwalan, therefore, the Torah comes along and says, why? It says, Ken Yaseh, that the four matanot of Mizbeah are indeed ma'akev the kapara. So therefore, even according to the Yehuda, you need the derasha.
Okay, so the Gemara continues to the words of the Braita. It said in the Pasuk, Lapar. What does the Pasuk Lapar teach me? Ze par yom kippurim. What is it teaching me, par yom kippurim? If it's coming to tell me that all the surfaces of the blood is me'akev, pshita, chukah ketivabim. Anytime you have a parasha that says the word chukah, chukah means it's me'akev. And we know by yom kippurim it says the word chukah. So we know that the avodah of yom kippurim, all the services are me'akev. So what is the word lapar coming to teach me for yom kippurim? Amar of Nachman ben Yitzhak, lo nitzitcha el al Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar ki ketiva chukah adavarim ha'na'asim bebegdei laban bifnim. The one that says the word chukah by yom kippur, that's talking about the things that are done inside the kodesh kodeshim when the kohen is wearing the bigdei laban. She'i megdim ma'ase lachavero, that if he did something out of order, lo asa v'lo kilum, nothing. It's invalid. Aval davarim ha'na'asim bebegdei laban b'chutz, but things that are done outside the kodesh kodeshim that are done in bigdei laban, higdim ma'ase lachavero ma'sha'asa asui. The law is that even if he did things out of order, whatever he did is done. So I would have thought that since things that are done outside, even if they're done out of order, it's not me'akev. I would have thought also the sprinkling that's done out of order is also not me'akev. If I need the pasuk lapar to come and teach me that the sprinkles of Yom Kippurim are indeed me'akev, I would have a half a minute to say they're not me'akev, because we see shiloh kesedran is not me'akev outside in the Yom Kippur, in the hechal. Kamashmalan, the par comes and teaches me no. That indeed the sprinklings of Yom Kippur are indeed ma'akev. Matkif la la papa. Vim matzit amar tache. Matkif la la papa. Vim matzit amar tache. Can you come along and say that the word lapat is coming to teach me that what? That it's teaching me that there's ikuv by Yipar Yom Kippurim. Ve'atanya, it says in the pasuk, v'chila ha'kohen mikaper et ha'kodesh. What do we learn from this pasuk? It says im kiper, which means if he did all the things that he needs to do, meaning he did the hazaot and the matanot and he did all the sprinklings, kila, then already it's done. He finished the kapara. Im lo kiper, but if he didn't do all the services, lo kila, he didn't complete. The Rebbe Akiva, Amar lo Rebbe Yehuda, mipnei malo ne'emar im kila kiper, veim lo kila lo kiper. Which means, according to Rabbi Akiva, it says the pasuk v'chila mekaper et hakodesh. So the Rabbi Akiva learns im kiper kila, im lo kiper lo kila. The Yehuda says you're reading into the pasuk. It doesn't say that. According to you, it should say im kila means according to those finished all the avodot kiper, im lo kila lo kiper. And therefore, since Rabbi Yehuda learned from the pasuk that all the avodot of Yom Kippurim are mekabel kapara, how can he come along and say that what? How can he come along and say that the hekesh that's written by par is to come and teach you that par Yom Kippurim is ma'akev? He has it in Rashi already. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, ומי מצית אמר דחיל לרבי יהודה עיכובה מאחי יליב וחילה מחפה קרא יתראו תולא בין המכתב אלא והקריב את הסעיר החי. אם כיפל כפרה מעכבת בשאר מקומות לגרום מתן דמים, מתן שבט ותבקילה, אף פי שלא שפך שלם ניסוי מזבח, החיצון. So רבי יהודה סמכת, נאמר לו לדרוש המקרא כסדר מכתבו, ונאמר, אם כילה הכל, אפילו שפיכת שיריים, כיפל. ואם לא כילה, לא כיפר, ואך היא מפרש בסדר יומה. Let's get this דרשה again, how they learn it. Let's get this again, I'm reading again, בתניה, בחילה, and the Kumo finish, מכפר את הקודש, from doing the כפרה and the קודש קודשים, and אוהד מועד, וזה מסבייה. So what did we learn from there? אם כיפר, if the Kohen Gadol, he did all the עבודות, that כפרה תלוי בו, meaning, הזעות and מתנות, כילה. He's done. ואם לא כיפר, he didn't do the key items for כפרה, לא כילה. The Rebbe Akiva. Okay, so לדעת רבי עקיבא לומדים מפסוק זה שהעבודות המעכבות את הכפרה במקומות אחרים. What is מעכב כפרה normally in other places, namely מתנות, the מזבח and the הזעות. Okay, but other items, for example, שירי הדם, that's not מעכב in other places, so it's not going to be מעכב over here. So רבי עקיבא says only things that are מעכב generally in other places will be מעכב ביום כיפור. רבי עקיבא argues. רבי יהודה אמר לו רבי יהודה, מפני מה לא נאמר אם קילה כיפר v'im lo kila lo kiper. Why didn't the pasuk say if he finished he gets kapara, and if he didn't he didn't? The fact that it doesn't say that, the biyudas to meshiyesh to dosh tamila v'kila mekaper. Read it like this: im kila kohen gadol et kol avodot kulan. Not only the avodot that are kaparas tanuibo, like Rabbi Akiva said. Rabbi Akiva learned v'chila mekaper. If he finished the kapara items, don't read it like that. Read it v'chila. He has to finish everything, including Shir Adam, including the sprinklings on the mizbeach, all these items. Oh, so therefore, according to him, we know that these items are indeed me'akev. So according to the Biyuda, what do you need the word lapar to come and tell me that these items are me'akev? He learns it from v'kila me'kaper. Otpa, we had a pasuk that says lapar. Lapar came and tell me to teach me that the things that are me'akev by parelim levashe sibur are me'akev by Kippur. So the Gemara said, it's me'akev by Kippur. Well, namely what? Shehid Adam, the sprinkling. Because we know that already from v'kila me'kaper. The Biyuda clearly says anything, you only get kapara and the kila when you finish everything. So once you finish everything, the kapara comes. So we know it's me'akev. Amar papa lo tzricha ela le et badam ut mila. Okay, which means we need the derasha apart from Kippurim to teach me the following halachot: the laws that we learn from the word et, the laws that we learn from the word badam, and the laws that we learn from the word tevila. That all those three items are going to apply to Kippur. What are we talking? Et. What is the et derasha? Amar Rav Abba Yaakov, lo netzecha ela lehachshir amin shebeetzpa. What does that mean? Let's say the Kohen has a blister on his finger. So the hadush is over there that it's not going to be a hatitza. He sticks his finger in the blood. So it says etzba'o. So the et comes and teaches me that what, even if he had, not only his finger, but even if something's on his finger, it won't be me'akev. Okay, what's the other item? Badam. Shehi badam shul tevila me'ikara. Okay, that the blood has to be in the kili shi'ud that you're able to dip in. Has to have a shi'ud in the kili. V'tabal, you have to dip his finger in there. Ve'lo misapig. And he shouldn't, dry his finger on the side of the, or clean his finger on the side of the candy. Okay, so let's see what you read. Let's look at the bottom of the Ela le'et b'dam v'tmilah de'beparkoy Mashiach ketiv. But this is written by Parkoy Mashiach. The rule is like this: whatever is written by Parkoy Mashiach, we're going to apply it to part of Yom Kippur. Because it says the word par. What is the word par coming to teach me? It's coming to teach me whatever it says over here. It applies over there. What does it say by par? And by Parkoy Mashiach. V'tavah le'kohen etesmo b'dam. V'kasha b'haykera. Par Yom Kippurim v'haykera. She's bothered. Till now we're learning from Pari Alem Davasha Sibur to Kippur. Now you're going to part of Kohen Mashiach Melchama. So you just switched the Parim on us. So therefore, make up your mind. The Baraita that learned the Par was talking about Pari Alem Davasha Sibur. Now you're jumping to the part of Kohen Mashiach. These pesukim et dam and et pilo is written by part Kohen Mashiach. So he says, Ha Amran kasher asal le par ze par Kohen Mashiach alma le par Kohen Mashiach alma nami et kush. So it's three way hekesh. Whatever you do by the par, and then the Mashiach Sibur you do to the par Kohen Mashiach. And whatever you do by the Kohen Mashiach you do by the par, and then the Mashiach Sibur. And if once already we have the par and the Sibur par, Shmi Kippur, so it's all three. Which means par kohen Mashiach to par yalein davar shesibur to Yom Kippurim. Ha amran kasher asal lapar ze par kohen Mashiach alma le par kohen Mashiach nami itkush ubepar shel Yom Kippurim lo ketiv et lo ketiv tevila lo ketiv badam. Ella, we learn it from the kesh of the other three things. Okay, so what do we learn again? What are the three laws that we learn over here? Number one, that if he has a yabelet on his finger when he sprinkles, not me'akev. Number two, you have to have a shi'ud of blood meikara in the vessel, and you have to learn that what?
You can't wipe.
You have to sprinkle it straight. You don't wipe it on the dofen of the keli. V'tzarich le'michtav v'tabal v'tzarich le'michtav badam. Oh, you need both. You need to say v'tabal, that he sticks his finger in the blood, and you need to tell me also the word badam. The ikatav rachmala v'tabala v'amina afagav delikashi ultivila mikara.
that even though there wasn't a shiur mikara, even though it wasn't blood shiur mikara in the keli, I would say it's okay. That's why katav rahmana badam. Tell me, you need a shiur tivira initially in the keli. Katav rahmana badam. Have amina. I would say that the Torah just was makpid that you have a shiur in the keli, but you don't have to dip his finger. I feel him as a pig. Even if you
anyway,
if you just would have said dam, I would have said the Torah was not makpid. Only there should be in the keli the shiur of tevilat etzba. But if there was a shiur, the queen doesn't have to dip his finger in. He can just even
take it from the sides.
Mr. Pig means take it from the sides, like wipe his finger on the side. That he's got to go in. So we learn two things. Number one, you have to have a shiur in the keli. And number two, you got to go into the keli. You can't go on the side of the keli. Okay, now the Gemara goes on to another drasha. It says, Asher be'ohel mu'ed. Meaning what? That the blood of the Kohen Mashiach is on the Mizbeach Penimi. So it says, Mizbeach Ketoret Asamim Lamali. Which means once you tell me it's an Ohel mu'ed, we know it's on the inner Mizbeach. The inner Mizbeach was called Mizbeach Ketoret. What do you have to tell me Mizbeach Ketoret Asamim for? We know that. The inner Mizbeach is Mizbeach Ketoret Asamim. That's Lefnei Hashem. We know that. To come and teach me that the Mizbeach had to be inaugurated with the Ketoret Samim, which means if you didn't bring the Ketoret Samim at least once on the Mizbeach, it's not considered inaugurated, and if we do not sprinkle the blood, it's got to be inaugurated at least once, Ketoret Samim. Okay, now we go back to another Dinash. It says the word Lapad. And we learned from Par, it means come to teach me the laws of Par of Yom Kippurim. That what? To come along and say that the Par of Yom Kippurim is like what? Par, Kohen, Mashiach. To come and tell me the three laws. What are the three laws? Yabelet, Shi'ud of Dam in the Keli, and
no
Misapeg. Tanya committed to the Papa. Ve'asa kasher, asa, this is by written by Par Amin Davar, Shel Sibur. It says, Ve'asa kasher asa matamud omar. What does it teach me? Matamulumal lapar, then a boy par yom kippurim, the chol mashamur ba'anyan. They come and teach whatever said by par in the Rosh Hashibur, it comes and teach me that it applies to the par of yom kippur. Amar b'Ishmael, kavahomer. What's a kavahomer? I don't need a pasuk. Uma b'makom shelo hushva korban le korban. Hishva ma'asim le ma'asim. Makom shishva korban le korban. And odin shishve ma'ase le ma'ase. Which means, in a case, let's say, Shiloh Shva Korban the Korban, which we bring two different species. And still what? The Torah said that the Ma'aseh, one Korban is like another Korban. I'm not going to explain which two type of Korban they're talking about. But the Kavahom is like this. And what in a case where you have two different Korbanot, and still they have the same laws applied to them? So certainly in the case we have the two same Korbanot, Par Yalem Devash Sibur and Par of Kippur, certainly the same laws should apply. I don't need a pasuk to come and tell me the same laws apply. Where it's different species, the same laws apply. Where it's the same species, don't go check in. Oh, so if that's the case, what do I need to do in the Par? In Amatabu La Par, Ze Par Yalem Devash Sibur, Le Par Kohen Mashiach. That's not coming to compare Par Kohen to Par of Kippur. It's coming to compare the part of the Vashya Sibur to the part of the Kohen Mashiach. And therefore, how does that prove what the Papa said? Ah, very good. Because you don't need par for Yom Kippurim. You don't need par for Yom Kippurim. Because part of Helem the Vashya Sibur is coming to teach you Hekesh, the part of Kohen Mashiach. Oh, so therefore what? Ella, what's the part coming to teach you? It's coming to teach you the three laws, Ed, Bedam, and Tevilah.
Is that
the B? The Ra'ayah is from Rabbi. Yes.
So.
Because Rabbi says, Rabbi says you don't need a pasuk. Very good. According to Rabbi, it's Kavahomer. You don't need a pasuk of Lapa to teach me Kippur. It's Kavahomer. So,
part is the Yom Kippur.
Right. Because Lapa is. Start again. Tanya came to Rabbi. Asal the Rabbot Parim Kippurim Kol Mashamur Batorah. The Rabbi. Ah, the Rabbi. So once the Rabbi says that the Rabbi says it's Kavahomer, and good. So it's Rabbi and Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi says Par is Yom Kippurim. Ligabe what? Ligabe what laws? And ligabe the three laws. Ligabe the law of the blister. Ligabe the law of the dam. And ligabe the sprinkling. Okay. So the Rabbi is the
rabbi and the papa has the support in the B. Very good. The rabbi said, and what in the case where two different korbanot have the same laws, certainly the same korbanot should have the same laws. What's the case? Which case are we talking about? Either ma parim kipurim usheidim kipurim, which comes from two different species, and we can tell you that all the one is a parim, one is a sayid, and they have all the same services. Ikalem efrach ma lehanach to the parim seidim kipurim shekin nechnat demam lesayid v'defnim. That you can't compare, because those are two separate korbanot, and their blood goes all the way inside the Kodesh Kodashim. So just because you find similarities on those two different korbanot, you cannot apply it to...
The part, you can't take the part and put it to the part, another part.
Right, which means you cannot compare, just because you found that part and sa'ir of Yom Kippurim have the same dinim, I'll say that those are special, because those are... what do you call it? Those go into the Kodesh Kodashim. But a part of Yom Kippurim to a part Kohen Mashiach Melchama... Who told you that the same laws? You know the two korban we're comparing over here? Is the part of the Elam Davar and a part of... I'm sorry, Seir of Yom Kippurim. Even though they're different... even though they're two different korban, they have the same dinim. These items over here are mechaper on a certain sin. Seir of Avodah Zarah is mechaper on Avodah Zarah, and part of them, the Vashah Sibur, is the certain Avodah that they were matir. So therefore, you're saying that those two, although they're different, are mechaper on the same, or have the same Avodot, you have no ra'ayah to two similar korbanot that will be that will have the same Avodot. That's the Gemara's question. So Gemara says, "Ela, you're right. What are the two cases? Pari alem davar shel sibur besides Yom Kippurim. Pari alem davar shel sibur and par and say of Yom Kippurim. What's the kavah? Olgachi kavah. Uma b'mkom shlo shvu korban le korban. Two different species. One's a par, one's a sa'ir. The high par, the high sa'ir. Hushvu ma'asim to ma'asim. They all have the same dinim in the korbanot. They have the same laws that apply to them." Lemay dichti behu, as it's written, in the pesukim, makom shehushva korban lekorban. In the case, let's say a par kohen mashiach, then the law of par Yom Kippurim, where it's the same par, the high par, the high par, they're both the same thing. Enodid shushvu maasim the maasim. Certainly, what the maasim should be the same. So, what do you need a pasuk? Rabbi Ishmael's contention to the B was, what do you need the pasuk la par? To come and tell me that the par alim davar shel sibur is learning par kippur, that they have the same dinim, that whatever applies to you applies to them. The pasuk. If by two different species you tell me, they're still bound by the same rules. By two same species you have to tell me? Shoshu ma'asim ma'asim. Be'ata le parim kippurim ma'asim. What's parim kippurim come to tell me then? So what's the parim kippurim come to tell me? Le'et bedam Ut bila. Oh, so then what do we say over there? That the part is coming to teach me. This was the question that you asked. The part is coming to teach me different laws. It's coming to teach me that.
That's from the Kavahomer.
Which once you make the Kavahomer, so you tell me I don't need the part to come and tell me that hushvu these laws to these laws. So then, what's the person coming to teach me then? So Ibrahim says, the atele par Yom Kippurim, that what is the par of Yom Kippurim coming to tell me? So it's coming to tell me that what? Le'et bedam utpila. What's the et bedam utpila? Et, if he has a wart on his finger, it's not going to be ma'akev the sprinkling. Dam, that he has to have a shiur of dam in the vessel. And tevila, that he cannot wipe off the side of the keli. And tapag, he has to actually dip it in the keli itself. Or par Yom Kippurim, le'da le'et dam utpila, me'par kohen Mashiach, ati le'se'ir Yom Kippurim, me'se'ir avodat kochavim, mikal b'chomer. Oh, what's that question? Look at Rashi. Top Rashi. Actually, look at the Rashi. Va'ata le'par Yom Kippurim. On Amud Dishon, which says Hachi Garcina. Ba'ata le parim kippurim le et bedam utpilam mipar Mashiach behai kalvachomer kedamran. How are you going to make it with this kalvachomer?
The Kavachomer came along and said, and what if you have different species and have the same items? So therefore, they have the same items, certainly the laws will apply. Oh, and we know that while by Par Kohen Mashiach, it says the words Et, it says the word Bedam, by Kohen Mashiach, Melchama, it says Et, it says Bedam, it says Tebilah, so just like the laws apply over there as well. Which is from a Kavachomer, not from the word Par. I can learn it from a Kavachomer, that the laws over there, whatever apply to you as well. Not only that, but I'll also learn Atileh, I'll also learn Se'ir Yom Kippurim Sir Avodat Kochavim Kavachomer. To say what? Because next Rashi. Atileh Se'ir Yom Kippurim Name Le'et Bedam Vetbila, that those three laws are going to apply as well. Mis'ire Avodat Kochavim.
Same way you did Par Par.
That's right. Just like you said, that by Par of a Kohen Mashiach, that these three laws apply, so you should part part to Yom Kippur, so I'll do Seir Seir. That Seir of Avodah Zarah to Seir of Yom Kippurim, because of Omer. Uma bimkom shiloshvu korban the korban the par and the sign Yom Kippurim. That one, like I made the part and the side of Yom Kippur, which are different korbanot, and still you tell me to have the same rules. Who's who? Masmum furashim b'shnehem sheloshina beferush avodat hashavot b'nehem kegon hazavot haichal makom sheshavot korban lekorban makom sheshvat korban lekorban. The place where it's all the same, it's the same korbanot. כגון סעירים מקבלים בסעירי עבודת כוכבים, אלודית שיזרו מעשים למעשים, ולמד שאתה אומר מפורש. סעירים מקבלים בסעירי עבודת כוכבים, very good, which means whatever it says by one, it will apply to the other. עבודת כוכבים, it has the laws, and therefore apply to סעירים מקבלים. So the quote of Rabbi Ishmael, comes out according to this, we have a machloket, the B and the B Ishmael. The B learns it from the word par. What does par teach me? That whatever applies to par of Ha'alem Devash HaSibur and Kohen Mashiach applies to par of Yom HaKippurim. Oh, so according to that, Rabbi Ishmael asks, what are you talking about? What are you in this special derasha par for? Why are you learning from a Kavachomer? He comes along and says, and then what's that, this Kavachomer? I can learn if things that are hushvu, if things that are different, the law is that they have the same ma'asim that are done according to the Torah. So if things are the same, you need to come and tell me that the same ma'asim that are done. And from this Kavachomer, I can also learn to teach me that what? That the laws of Dam and Hazza'ah with the Yabilit and the Tevilah will also apply, and I can apply not only to par, but I can apply to Sa'ir to Sa'ir. Only problem the Gemara has with this is one problem which was asked. V'chi davar alamed behekesh chozer umlamed bekal vachomer. This was the question that we had. Something that you learned from behekesh, could you come along then and make a kavachomer from it? Rashi. V'chi davar alamed behekesh. Kegon. Sa'ire avodat kochavim lo lamadnu ben et bedam utpila, which means by Sa'id of Avodah Zarah, doesn't say those three words. How do I know that from? From Hekesh to Yom HaKippurim. Ela behekesha shikshu lapar kwen Mashiach. Exactly. I have Hekesh from Sa'ir Avodah Zarah to par. By par it says those three words. So I made the Hekesh. And I want to make the Hekesh, I make a kavachomer. V'chozir dim et bedam utpila shisayim HaKippurim. Kedamar bekavachomer, and I say if things that are different have the same laws, things that are the same, Sa'id Sa'id kavachomer, but your source of part of Sa'id Avodah Zarah was Mehekesh, and then you took the item that you learned from Mehekesh and you made a kavachomer to learn it to Kippur. Can you do such a thing? So Gemara says, Amar Papa Kasmatan Rabbi Ishmael, you can't do such a thing. Tana Davar Mehekesh, or something like kavachomer. Last question. You can't? You can. Amar Papa. Hi, Lepa. The book of Ishmael. The part of Mishum. The Kabbalah by Enlag Mure. Part of the Meyoter. The Kabbalah can understand. That's not us yet. That's going further. Okay, good. That's further. So therefore, in the Kabbalah, according to Papa, you can learn the Vashu Mekesh, and then you can learn subsequently something that is from Mekesh to make a Kabbalah home.